change? Does it change? Yeah, or not?
Did you not watch yours?
Oh, dear. Oh yeah.
Oh. I'm assuming it means 64 minutes. So I'm
yeah, it does.
All right.
Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mum and Dad Show and the Mum and Dad and Atticus Show. It is
That's
now.
Right.
Because the Kuss has officially dropped another nap. He doesn't like to nap in the morning now. So that's
he's
horrific.
Transitioning and not in the way that the Wokies would like.
He's not, yes, he's transitioning in a very 90s way.
Very.
Not the current.
Very old school way.
Not the current trajectory of transitioning. And we've had a tough morning today because we saw the biggest dick of all time. It was at the coffee shop. it was a dog's dick.
Huge.
It was huge, ladies and gentlemen. So this dude walks up and the dog is like, what was it doing?
It was like a bull mastiff caramel colour, just to set the scene.
Latte caramel.
Mm-hmm.
And he mustn't have let it piss or something, or maybe it came in the car because it was urinating.
He seemed like one of those blokes that like pulls the dog along and doesn't let them stop for a wee-wee break.
And he was pulling it along and it was urinating with speed and velocity.
Yes.
Like it was full on. Excuse me as
sad.
I sneeze.
Bless you.
Bless you. One more and it's an orgasm.
Well, that's actually a very interesting point, and I'd like to get back to that.
Oh.
About the orgasming.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, it was the meatiest, thickest dick on a dog I've ever seen. It was sitting
horrific.
There with a big red rocket.
It was the cutest dog, too. It was actually really sweet.
Not when you saw the
but
dick
on it, but then when we saw
though,
the doodle, I was like...
It was horrific.
Stunned.
Like, it was... Like, it was... Like, I sat there and felt...
Microphone length.
Yeah, and thick. Wow. Like, it was almost
it
as
was
thick
big.
As a microphone.
Some would say that's too big.
It was too big, in my humble opinion.
Good. Good answer.
Thank you.
And, yeah, it was confronting. Atticus screamed. Oh. He saw it and he went, ah!
It was a very cute dog. It's weird, though, because I thought it was a girl dog. I was very quickly convinced otherwise.
Now, if you hear some crunching during the show today, Atticus is eating his
blueberry puffs.
Blueberry puffs. They are very delicious.
He loves them.
He does like them. Now, I'm just watching Pepper. She looked like she needed to do a piss. Better
nah,
not.
They're just the dogs have had breakfast. We've got coffee. It's a whole thing. It's a morning.
Now,
good morning.
I know. I just wanted to bring up, and I won't dwell on it, that some people were a bit... annoyed that Addy was getting too involved in the podcast. Now, I won't dwell
it's
into it.
It's almost like he's our baby.
But if you do have an issue with it, don't leave your issue in the comments. Bring it up with me in person and we can talk about it. All right? But also...
You don't mean that?
Oh, we'll talk about it. No, I won't fucking fight them.
Like, what
I don't mean I'm
going to
fight someone.
About?
I just mean we'll talk about it. But listen,
no,
just know this. I know it's your opinion that you might not like our son in the podcast, but I don't care about your opinion. In fact, I don't care if you live or die. So just know that.
Oh, fucking
Jesus. Right? Now,
I
orgasms.
Think it's nasty. Oh.
We'll clip
the
that.
Sneezing. They do say that 7 sneezes equals an orgasm. And
not
during,
to me, it doesn't.
During summer, man, I just unleash the snoozes. Get down with the snoozes. I know. Here's another puff. Be
it
quiet.
Doesn't improve your mood.
I told him to be
like, don't tell him to be quiet.
No, he's beautiful. Yeah, he was carrying on last night, old Addy boy.
Yeah, the dogs woke him up. They flap their. Does anyone else's dog do this? Describe it.
No, you describe it because you know.
Okay, they get in bed. They get out of bed and then they stand up and they kerfuffle and they go. With their ears. Sorry
it's
for the gross
so
sound.
Loud.
But their
it's
ears
ridiculous.
Like go.
What's mummy doing?
Look at me, dick slap.
What's mummy doing?
Yeah.
It's so painful because every time they get up during the night, and even just to change positions if they get hot or whatever.
Rosie never did it.
No, Rosie wouldn't do that. She was an angel. But
excuse
Littlefoot
me.
Gets up, shakes his ears, and I'm pretty sure Pepper's just learning from him.
I think so.
So she'll get up. She doesn't give a shit. She just gets up, shakes her. It's pain and wakes
but
him.
But. Isaac, this is you no, always pet peeve at me. This is here my pet peeve with old Buttsman over here.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen.
You rousing at the dogs is louder than their ears moving.
I don't rouse. I just push Pepper. I like fucking shut up.
And that's louder than the ear flap.
Well, it's annoying.
You're having bloody gasms with your antihistamines. The dogs are flapping their ears.
My eyes are itchy. I'm sneezing and snoshing.
I've been sick.
Claire's
ghastly
been sick for three
Ill.
And a half months. It's
I
ridiculous.
Have. I've had teeth out.
teeth out, and boogers then I out.
Had a cold and a cough and dry socket.
Dry socket.
Thank you for caring about my dry sockets in the comments.
Did you like the title of the last week's video?
Fuck you.
Claire's dirty dry socket. Ooh, yeah.
People were very nice and understood how horrific it is.
Horrific.
Horrific.
Yeah, it was tough, but the teeth are better now, right?
Heaps better.
Yeah, good.
Thank goodness. Good. I was pretty worried for a while.
The sickness was bad too. Your cough's not good.
My cough's pretty going. Ghastly.
I'm sneezing. The dogs are flapping. Addie's squealing. This house is a madhouse currently.
Oh, Addie's perfect.
Isn't it, chicken boy?
He's our little Valentine.
It is Valentine's Day when we're recording this.
Happy Valentine's Day, happy unless Valentine's you're alone.
To all the lonely people, we will be
keep
your
gaming.
Valentine. Keep gaming. All right? I'm sure someone will turn up eventually.
They will. Look at Collins on maths.
Well, I actually we need to talk about that. Collins on maths. But I just wanted to say, keep gaming because eventually you'll be so alone that you'll actually be together with all the other lonely people. And then if you think about it like that, you're actually not alone.
Collins on graveyard? Do you mean a graveyard?
No, not dead. Don't kill yourself.
Oh, I thought it was a... Okay.
Talk
about
don't
do that.
Now, Collins from Maths.
Indian dude, big hair.
Is he Indian? We cannot confirm nor deny
this. He's fucking Indian. Sorry, Addy. I'm trying really hard not to swear as much, believe it or not.
I don't know if he is Indian.
He's Indian or Pakistani or something.
No, he has a different amount
of... You can't say that either?
Well,
he's brown.
He has that. He may have that background.
He's got that look to him. And I do too, so I can say it.
What do you have? You're like 5% Middle Eastern.
That's right. So suck a dick. All these people wafting their
India
shit.
India's not in the Middle East.
Oh, isn't it?
No, it's Asia.
Fuck. Oh, what am I?
Do you know in the UK they call Indian people Asians?
I don't. See, that's racist to me.
Is it?
Yes. Let them be their own. Adios. Let your freak flag fly, Atticus.
Would you like another cracker?
Do you think Collins is genuinely a shit person or do you think it's all in the editing?
I think it's editing, and I think he's actually got a mental problem.
I think he has Asperger's.
I think he has a bit of Aspie as well.
Which is fine.
Put him on Love on the Spectrum, not
on
Maths.
He would have
been
great on Love on the Spectrum. So if you don't know, Collins is this guy of South Asian appearance. Which is fine. That's
look,
just
if
how...
he was a missing person, what would they describe him as?
Yeah, South Indian appearance.
100%.
Well, Indian South. Caleb, you're
with
you're
no game. This guy has no game.
Caleb's black.
That's right.
He's Aboriginal.
And I'm Middle Eastern.
No, well, Caleb's Aboriginal. He actually is.
Yeah.
Not like your pretend Middle Eastern.
Yay, me.
Caleb.
And what else
how
do
would you describe
think?
Collins?
A Nando's worker.
Yes, 7-Eleven Nando's.
No, not 7-Eleven. Okay, we kept in Caleb's Nando's bit, but we took out what Claire said after that.
Typical. If you guys knew what went on here, it would be a riot. Claire.
She does. She takes it too far.
Oh, what a bitch.
Atticus, listen up, big fella. Here's another puff.
He's carbon in blueberries.
He's so cute. He's getting extra puffs today.
Poor baby.
So Collins, ended up with this girl who was...
Nat,
who was not...
Super delightful.
She does seem very nice, not overly confident, hasn't... her dad died 8 weeks ago, so she's due for a root. And Collins just wasn't providing. But the way he was acting was just so weird. My shirt's going to get covered in blueberries. Get... This better come out of my shirt, you rat bag.
For those of you are listening, Isaac, describe what's happening.
Can you take a photo of his face? Oh, my God. And he looks like he's smoking a cigar. That's going to go rat bag. Good grief. Come in.
God, he's beautiful.
So, yeah, Collins. But the way, how does he act? He's like...
He's like a drama student that tries way too hard. And I think he does have a little... He's on the spectrum, so I'm not going to actually bully him.
Collins on the spectrum.
Isaac will. I think he actually is.
Nothing wrong with being on the spec, eh?
No, there's not. But I feel like the maths people had a duty of care and failed there. Because all of them are narcissists to a point, which is fine.
Yeah, those
fucking great for TV.
Experts are fucking full of shit. Hey?
Aren't they?
They're bad
are they
people.
Thinking? Like...
Do we have
they've
any wipes
these...
down here for this boy's
I'll get some.
Fingers?
They get all these wankers and poor Collins and Nat who seem genuine. I think he's on the spectrum. She needs like some good dick and fast.
Dick and farts.
do you guys watch Jesse?
I saw that post.
Yeah, he defended him, right?
He did a live with Harrison.
Harrison.
He was a fuckwit.
He was a fuckwit.
But Yeah, they did a live and they were basically just saying like how bad they've made Collins look, and it said like they've just made it seem worse than it is. But I feel like it's like to an extent though. Like he's
well,
still,
Collins should Collins come out and defend like, himself then.
He doesn't have the capacity.
I don't think he's allowed to do it for like another year until the season's over.
He may not be allowed to do it, you're right.
I feel sorry
for
him.
There's this massive interest in Australian maths from the UK, which is quite strange, don't you think?
Yes.
Like they'd love it over there. There's a UK version. Did you say one of the athletes?
The one with the big boobies is trans.
There's a trans person on there, which I think's great.
I do too.
I think everyone should be trans.
I feel sorry for the bloke though.
No. It's 2024, love. If you're not
what
trans,
if they don't know that they're trans?
Doesn't matter.
Confession week's going to be full on.
Oh, yeah. So I've got a cock. Same, me too. Wow, this is great. Imagine it'd be all right dating a trans person. You could have sword fights. You don't have to put the toilet seat down.
I'm not saying a thing.
Why not?
Let your freak flag fly.
Are you saying that trans people are freaks? That's disgusting, Claire.
I think they'd call themselves freaks.
I'll cut that out.
No, leave it in there. Leave it in there. She needs to be shown for what she really is. A trans.
I'm joking.
Trump
supporting you, trans.
I do.
I do like Trump.
Oh, everyone likes Trump.
What do we think of Tim?
Who's Tim?
Which one's Tim?
One with Lucinda.
Oh, that was a bit rude, Tim.
Lucinda Lovegood.
That was a bit rude.
I like where she fucking said he's got tits as well. That was so funny.
I like that too. She's a bit of an icon, isn't she? She'll get a show after this.
Get your hands off that.
She'll get a podcast. She'll get an OnlyFans.
Who's going to be the first with an OnlyFans?
All of the women.
I reckon. What's the old love's name with the eyebrows?
Oh, can we talk about the laminating eyebrows? I know that I'm not exactly a fashion guru myself.
A fashionista.
But the laminated eyebrows look so funky.
So what the fuck is a laminated eyebrow?
Exactly. It's
can
like
you, can you
it's
enlighten
a gel.
Us? Stop dropping your puffs. You got to eat the puffs, Chris.
Oh, I'm sick. I'm sorry. It's a laminated, like, it's a gel that gets your eyebrow hairs and sticks them upwards so you constantly look surprised.
Oh, ladies, stop it.
I can't keep
just
up with these
go
trends.
And get, just go and be trans and be cool. I'm sick of these women with the eyebrows and the
How
eyelashes.
How cute does Addy look? Imagine hating on a baby who's eating his little blueberry puffs with his mummy and daddy.
That's what I'm talking about. If you've got a problem with Addy, come and talk to me.
Nah, fuck
him. Fucking...
Don't talk to us.
I personally think he's ruining the show.
Oh, yeah, look at him eating his puffs.
From a producer standpoint.
We'll talk.
Caleb and I what are we supposed to do? Drop him down at the local daycare for 40 minutes?
Well, you're not supposed to have your child with you. When you have a child, you're supposed to just get rid of them as
you're
quickly as you can.
You're supposed to give them a dummy and a bottle and throw them in the back
give
shed.
Give them a dummy. Give them a bottle.
Oh, you're mighty coddling this generation.
I posted this thing about childcare the other day. It was just from a video. People say, oh, my God, you posted two things about the same thing. I was like, yeah, I cut up videos and post them, you fucking dumb cunt. Anyway.
The comment section's wild.
And some dude was like, oh, I was taken to daycare and I'm fine. It's like, mate, that's...
It's your opinion.
First of all, you're probably not. No. Second of all, it's called confirmation bias, all right?
Just but I wasn't in daycare thing. And I'm a lunatic.
It's the outliers, all right? You might be an outlier.
Explain what that is.
An outlier is like, if you have all this information about different things that have happened, right? And the majority of them are all in the middle.
Yes.
So say, for example, if you have all of the temperatures for every day of the year and, you know, the average is around 25, 20 degrees or whatever, but there's one day that's 50, that's an outlier.
Yes.
Right? So you might even not even take that piece of information into account when you're coming up with an average. So if you go to daycare.
Blueberry cuddles? Blueberry cuddles?
Share the blueberry.
Come here, baby.
If you're trying to, you know, come up with an average for average temperatures, you might ignore that one or you might ignore the real cold day. It's the same with people who go to daycare. I had a video about circumcision as well, talking about that some kids.
You weren't hating on anything.
Well, I don't think people should do it.
It's just factual. I wouldn't. A personal choice.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a personal choice you're making about another person, but sure. I don't think people should do it because it can damage children and children have died from it, all that type of thing. All those type of things. And, you know, that's not happening all the time, but we're talking also about psychological issues that can come from it. And some dude was like, I don't have any psychological issues, and I've been circumcised. Like, okay.
Three ex-wives would disagree.
Well, yeah, well, you don't know. You don't know that. You don't know what's caused the problems in your life, you twat.
Eddie's had enough. Goodbye, everybody.
Atticus.
I'm wrangling you.
Right, Uncle Caleb's turn. Producer time. producer slash
you want an Uncle Caleb
one third of the podcast babysitter. Yeah.
I did want to touch base on maths again real quick, though.
Yeah. Touch me.
I feel like, please, I do feel like there is a bit of a, like, as fun as it is to talk shit about the people that go on there and it's all in good fun, I do get kind of sad that the show isn't what it was intended to be. That now all the girls on there are the next, whatever her name is, Dominica and that other chick.
Yeah.
I feel like they're all going on there and they're all lined up ready for that podcast, that OnlyFans and those brand deals.
Isn't that what they're talking about with the dude from Newcastle who's like
he's
got a podcast?
Boring as batshit.
They're like, oh, he's got a travel podcast. I'm like,
who cares?
No one's going to listen to it anyway. It doesn't matter if you go on the fucking whatever program you go on. You could go on anything.
To launch their OnlyFans. And I just think it's sad because it's fun to have like one person on there that's like that. But I remember in the original ones, most of the people were pretty sort of normal. Well, I'll say normal. You know what I mean? Like they weren't glamours with all these egos and these weird things. They were sort of just normal.
Yeah, regular people. You could actually watch all the other seasons on Nine Now.
Who would do that, though?
I know. You're pretty sad if you do that.
It's a bit
but
sad to do
we
that.
We did talk about doing it. but
that's true.
I honestly think that they're just doing it for ratings, which makes sense. I would do the same thing if I was the producer.
But there's too many of the same person. I chat to my mum every night watching Maths and my friend Maddie down the road, and we talk about it. And we go through it, and it's like, oh, the blonde one with the, oh, she's got veneers, she's got veneers, she's got laminated eyebrows, she's got lip filler, she's got... And there's no hate on those things individually. But when all of them look the same and it's like, oh, the bloke with the tattoos and the veneers, and you're like, which
one? Well,
they've
all got veneers.
They're all... How are they affording these teeth?
Well, you can
I'd love some veneers.
The dude with the veneers and the ripped dude, he's got shit veneers. There was this dentist talking about it
the
other day.
The one with his... Tim? There's two Tims.
No, not Tim. The
which
jacked
one?
Up dude who talks about how he loves
the chode
chicks.
Who looks like he's
Jack. Oh, I love rooting women.
Jack the jackhammer.
All I do is root women. I just
no,
root
he doesn't. He lives at home and shops at Tarot Cash.
Also, wearing a size small doesn't make you cool, mate.
And the beanie, remember that?
The beanie looks terrible.
He was getting around in undies, a singlet, and a beanie.
It's got to stop, mate. All right, cut it out. Also, the way you shave your mustache, this is a direct message from me to you, Big Dick. That's retarded, all right? I don't give a fuck, all right? That's absolutely ridiculous. He shaves from like the bottom
Sorry
of your nose to halfway down the mustache area. That's almost a Hitler mustache.
And we're talking as we're blueberry stained.
I'm perfect, all right? I'm covered. I might be covered in blueberries and very sweaty and I've got issues with antihistamines, but you're an idiot, Jack.
Jack sucks.
So how big was that dog's dick we saw?
I'm not talking about that again.
Fucking monstrous it was. Monstrous.
Oh, and we're back on the road soon too, for those of you who care.
We are. We got to talk about it. I talked to Caleb about that. we're going to, where are we going? We're going to Tarragalon.
Never heard of it, but look forward to it.
It's about an hour and a bit to the east of Melbourne. We're going to be down there. It actually went on sale this week and we've sold about 50% already, so we're probably going to do another show there. But yeah, don't fuck around. Get your tickets there. We're also going to the Central Coast, and we're about to announce some regional Brisbane shows. These are all warm-up shows for the big tour that's going to get announced pretty soon. We're shooting heaps of stuff for that coming up. We also shot a ghost hunt last week, which, Caleb, when will that be out?
Soon.
Soon.
Coming soon.
I want to give a bit of a spoiler, but I don't want to ruin it, but I also want to hype it up a bit.
Hype me up, bud.
I think I had my first proper experience, but my logical bit of my brain that is hanging in there is telling me, nah, it can't be. But if someone else said that this happened to them, I would believe it.
I think you should talk about it. I think it's fine to talk about.
I don't want to ruin it. You have to watch it to see.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you see it. You just explain it at the end, I'm
pretty sure. Yes. Yeah, that's true. You don't see anything. Yeah, maybe. Does that ruin the hype?
No. I don't think so. Stick around for the end because Claire saw and experienced her first paranormal thing.
It was, it's pretty hectic.
She was laying downstairs nude.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And this ghost appeared with a big dog's dick. So tell us about your paranormal experience, Claire, after we seamlessly went from talking about it to Claire saying something else we had to cut out.
Sorry about my cough. I know it's really...
When you eventually divorce me because I'm a piece of shit, I'm going to get all these clips and just sink you, woman.
Well, Addie boy...
God, we're going to have comments about it. I'm not watching this show anymore. All Claire does is she coughs and Atticus sits there and eats blueberries and Isaac's got different haircut.
I got it.
That's my impression of all of you. I don't know if we've come back or not, but Claire's gone on a rant again that we've had to cut out.
Sorry. I was only trying to be funny.
It is funny, but it's just something you can't post on the internet because, I don't know.
I'll go to jail.
Go to jail.
Okay, long story short, Addy Boy and I at the ghost hunt were downstairs and I was wearing him and he was napping. And I was in a dark room. I'll call it the green room. So it's where like all our bags and stuff were. No, I couldn't. But all our bags and camera gear was sort of there.
The only air-conditioned part of the joint.
It was too. And the door was slightly ajar. And I was sitting there and I was wide awake. And to be honest, like I was sort of a bit like, oh, I'm pretty keen to go home now. Because I wasn't really doing anything. I was just laying there with my bub and we were just hanging out, weren't we?
He was asleep. It was nighttime. That's the problem with these particular adventures. It's at nighttime. So it's
that's
hard
when the ghouls
it.
Come out, right?
It's hard with the cooks.
Yeah. And I didn't have my phone. Anyway, so I was sort of in a bit of a state of just chilling, nothing going on. Wasn't really feeling ghouly and ghosty.
You weren't?
Not really, because I was on my own and Addy was asleep. So I was sort of just there. No one did.
Okay, look, so you were downstairs.
I saw
that
a
was
shadow.
Interrupted because Addy bit the microphone.
Okay, look, I saw a shadow.
Oh my God.
No one was in the room.
You'll have to watch the episode.
And it was very thin and it looked like it floated. Dead set happened.
Are you fat-shaming this bloody goo?
No, I saw a shadow. It was 100% no one there. I've checked with everyone. And it went so quick, it floated into the other room and I saw it. That's what happened.
That's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. When the cuss says it's over.
It's over.
It's over. These
if
shows
you don't like
go,
it, don't watch it.
Cry about it.
Yes. Oh, bless you, darling.
That is something like, it's like, why would you watch this and complain? Just don't watch it.
I think we're doing an all right job. We're trying our best.
Ladies and gentlemen. Right. See you next time. Bye.
Toodaloo. Au revoir.
Farewell.
Bye.
Au revoir.